Success Live with the Reverend Donald Gordon Carty, Ph.D.
Segment 1. Welcome. We are born for a higher destiny than that of Earth. There is the realm where the rainbow never fades, where the stars will spread out before us like islands that slumber on the ocean, and where the beings that now pass before us like shadows remain in our presence forever. Those special words written by an English novelist, Edward Lytton, are perhaps as good a description as any regarding what lies in store for us in that far-off place some call heaven. Perhaps you are one of the many who has serious doubts that there is a higher destiny, and that doubt is something only you can resolve with your God, if indeed you recognize a God. That, of course, is all up to you, because faith is a lot like love. It can never be forced. And though only you can find your own way, I have an important message for you. One of the most difficult lessons is how to see and appreciate the beautiful, the divine, the heaven that lies about us right here on earth. Success, joy, wealth, love, fulfillment are all available here, now. And yet many of us run for cover and hide and live a life of hopelessness. Each year that I live, I become more and more convinced that the wasting of our lives right here on earth lies in the love we have not given, the powers we have not used. Those of you who have lost all faith in yourselves, please listen to me. I believe, over the next few weeks and months, I will present some success ideas and suggestions that may help you change your life. If you follow these ideas and they don't work, you've really lost very little. But if I am correct and you can follow just a few simple directions and alter the course of your life so that you discover love, joy, and peace of mind, what have you got to lose? Are you with me? Congratulations. Welcome to Success Live. If you have been wearily attending the School of Hard Knocks up to now, I have great news for you. You have just been transferred. Your life is about to change for the better. Forget yesterday and last month and last year with their gloomy diary of failures and disappointments. All that is in the past. This is the day you were beginning to believe would never arrive, and yet it is here. This is the day you begin to turn your life around. This is the day you commence learning the greatest secrets of success from experts, and more important, how to use what you learn to make a better world for yourself and those you love. Henry David Thoreau once wrote, "It is time that we had uncommon schools, that we did not leave off our education when we begin to become men and women." Through the words of this collection of lectures, you are about to enter an uncommon school, one designed to provide you with valuable information that will fill a large gap in your life, and your instructors are, without question, the greatest faculty ever assembled to teach the subject of success and how to achieve it. Napoleon Hill, Dorothea Brand, Charles Hanel, Wallace Wattles, Genevieve Berend, Thomas Troward, James Allen, Russell Conwell, William Atkinson, Theron Dumont, Ernest Holmes, Mildred Mann, Khalil Gibran, Marcus Aurelius. These are only some of the brilliant minds who have been gathered together for the first time in history in the fulfillment of the dream I have had for many years, to publish the ultimate audio success library where only the acknowledged masters of that subject were made available to counsel and teach and guide you. Undoubtedly, those years you spent in school taught you many things. But during all those hours spent in all those classes, never, not even for a single 15-minute period, were you taught or shown how to apply what you are learning in order to achieve a life filled with happiness, accomplishment, and success. This is the sole purpose of this collection of lectures, and with your potential, we will succeed together. Success. Such a magical word, like gold or love or Shangri-La. It conjures up different but always enticing visions in the minds of all of us. Has it been missing in your life? Even if it has, you still daydream, don't you, about how wonderful things might be if only fate would smile in your direction and bestow upon you a more generous portion of money, position, power, freedom, and perhaps even a touch of fame? We are each of us a miracle. Within every one of us, the pilot light of hope never dies. Mechanics, executives, salespeople, students, models, writers, carpenters, computer operators, store owners, entrepreneurs, fruit pickers, stockbrokers, house husbands or wives, all of us, to some degree, indulge in the same dreams and wishes to be free from want, to live in a finer home, to owe to no one, to drive that sleek new automobile, to eat in an elegant restaurant now and then, to vacation in exotic places, to have a few items of designer clothing in our wardrobe, to send our children to the best schools. Why not? Haven't we been told since our youth that we live in a land of unlimited opportunity? The answer is obvious and painful. The vast majority of us had absolutely no idea how to begin to make our dreams come true. Undoubtedly, you already have all the tools necessary to create a magnificent life, but what good are they if you don't know how to use them? And how can you build a life worth living without any plans or blueprints? Not once, neither in primary school, nor junior high school, nor high school, not even in the most hallowed halls of higher education, were you ever instructed on the simple techniques of setting goals, of motivating yourself and others, of dealing with adversity, of eliminating self-defeating habits, of using time profitably, of practicing the power of choice, of developing self-confidence, of doing things you're afraid to do, of generating enthusiasm at will, of organizing your life, of accumulating wealth, of getting people to give you what you want, of looking like a winner, of guiding your children, of handling stress, of counting your blessings, and so much more. That you have managed to survive at all is a tribute to your courage and faith. And yet, though we hang on, our shortcomings haunt us. We are made vividly and painfully aware of them every time we turn on a television set or pick up a newspaper or magazine. Bravely, we try to ignore the affluence and success of so many others, but we're forced to admit, if only in our darkest moments of introspection, that Hendrik Van Loon was correct when he wrote, "In history, as in life, it is success that counts." Well, is it too late for you to reach for that brass ring or make a run for the roses? Should you crawl into your dusty little corner of self-pity and just let the world pass you by? No, never. Every one of us is the sum total of our own thoughts. We need to recognize the importance of taking time regularly to sharpen our minds. The truly successful person has the humility and reverence to recognize his or own perceptual limitations and to appreciate the rich resources available through the interaction with the hearts and minds of others. When we are left to our own experiences, we constantly suffer from a shortage of data. Each of us must live off the fruit of our thoughts in the future, because what we think today and tomorrow, next month and next year, will mold our lives and determine our future. You are guided by your mind. Remember, no individual has ever achieved success without the help and cooperation of others. A group of minds coordinated in a spirit of harmony will provide more thought energy than a single mind. Let's take inventory. Did you possibly learn anything during those formative years of schooling that might help you to change your life for the better if you were to begin today, regardless of your age, your skills, your background, your color, your financial condition, or your opinion of yourself? Just one thing, if you stop and think about it, and that one thing may be all you need. Listen carefully as the English essayist, historian, biographer, and philosopher Thomas Carlyle explains. If we think about it, all that a university or final high school can do for us is still but what the first school began doing, teach us to read. We learn to read in various languages, in various sciences, we learn the alphabet and letters of all manners of books. But the place where we are to get knowledge, even theoretical knowledge, is the books themselves. It depends on what we read after all manners of professors have done their best for us. The true university these days is a collection of books. According to Carlyle's specifications, the collection of lectures you are about to hear is a university of success, since they contain a choice collection of the wisdom, techniques, and principles from the greatest books in the world of success literature. Here you will discover nuggets of pure gold, waiting only for you to reach out and claim them as your own. Here you will be taught by men and women whose messages have withstood the tests of time and practicality, and whose principles work. Please remember, you need not accept or attempt to use all of the hundreds of success ideas and techniques you are about to learn. Just one may be all you need to work wonders in your life and career. All that is required of you in this place of learning is an ability to listen, plus a burning desire to make something more of your life. And don't even be too concerned if the flames of your desires give off little heat as you begin your studies. Their temperature will rise gradually as you begin to realize how much you can still accomplish in the years ahead. Listen to each lecture from the beginning to the end. Do not skip any of the lectures. They are arranged in the order they are presented, after much deliberation, in order to assist you in making a gradual transition from the person you are today to the person you can become. Because you are about to be exposed to a wealth of knowledge, it might be easier for you to assimilate it if you take it in small bites. For maximum effect, I would suggest that you listen to only one lecture at a time and try to make that listening as close to your bedtime as possible. Marvelous things happen when you put your subconscious mind to work, and when you awake, you'll be amazed at how much of the material you have retained. Don't hurry, but do listen to a lecture every day. If you are a woman, you may find an overemphasis of the masculine tense in a few of the lectures. Don't let that prevent you from extracting the good in each. Just remind yourself that the bias, if it shows at all, was an innocent product of another age and century. Success is no longer restricted, thank God, to either gender. One more thing. Your teachers are highly motivated and dynamic individuals, and there is an ever-present danger that you may become fascinated by their personalities, delivery, and charm. Enjoy their words as entertainment and forget that your main purpose for being here, attending these lectures, is to acquire the tools necessary for success. How do we avoid this danger? Simple. Whenever you listen to one of these lectures, be certain that you have a pencil and pen at hand. When you hear something that is meaningful, write it down. This simple act alone will triple your attention of that thought or principle. You might also wish to draw a star next to certain powerful suggestions or methods that catch your fancy. After all, these are your own personal notes for a brighter tomorrow. Unlike most higher schools of learning, there will be no graduation ceremonies, no diplomas signifying you have survived the system, nor will there be any final exams or degrees conferred. The only reward you'll receive because of your efforts here will be how much you manage to change your life for the better in terms of peace and contentment and pride, as well as material gain. You already possess all the tools necessary to change your life for the better. In this world, the greatest rewards of success and happiness are usually obtained through one's energetic use of simple means and ordinary qualities. Though some of these lectures may contain few words, they are drawn from centuries of experience. Old seeds they may be, yet they are filled with new life. Review them every morning before you commence your day, and, after they are planted in your heart, they will grow into a wondrous garden of achievement and contentment that can be cultivated, admired, and harvested as long as you live. Over the weeks and months to follow, you will be presented with a myriad of success ideas, suggestions, and concepts. History is filled with stories of individuals who dated a new era in their lives from a single idea. May your name, youthful listener, eventually be added to that already impressive and glorious list. But it's all up to you. No one else can live your life for you. No one else can succeed for you. I am certain that all of you have gone on a long drive, and after a couple of hours you suddenly realize that you are lost. Now you begin looking for a filling station. You finally find one with a really friendly station attendant. He opens his road map, shows you where you are, and shows you how simple it is to get back on track. Well, consider me just your friendly station attendant. And when you get back on course, if you happen to see a few broken branches along the way, please think of me. I left them there to mark your path to a higher destiny right here on Earth. As a wise man once wrote, realize that between your birth and your death, the hours and the days and the years will probably be many. You may as well be happy with your allotted interval and live it with pride, peace, love, and accomplishment. Follow just a few of the suggestions and ideas from these lectures every day, and all that will definitely come to pass. This very moment, through these lectures, you have come to the crossroads of your life. Your struggle has ended. God is nodding and smiling. Have a good trip. I love you all. This segment sponsored by the Personal Development Institute. Please visit them at www.thepdi.com or www.personaldevelopmentinstitute.com. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Bye for now.
Success Live with the Reverend Donald Gordon Carty, Ph.D.